David Rook's 20-year struggle with opioid addiction began when he was very young.
I was about somewhere between 13 and 15, and I injured myself jumping on a trampoline. I went to a doctor. I was prescribed Vicodin.
Addiction often begins this way, according to Dr. Kirk Cumston, associate professor in the Division of Toxicology of Emergency Medicine at VCU.
Pain is a large motivator for these people, and so they want to get rid of the pain. They don't want to have any pain, and so they take the opioids to get rid of that.
I don't think that I was hooked at that point. I was definitely hooked on the feeling, but I didn't go chasing the drug at that point. But every opportunity from that point forward that I could use to get pain pills, I did.
The emergency room is always open, and you always have access to a physician that could prescribe you opioids.
Towards the end of that, you know, all of my doctors were figuring out that I had game with them, and that I was, you know, kind of manipulating the system a little bit. And as they cut me off, that's when I resorted to buying heroin. It was cheaper, it was easier, you know, it was faster, no prescriptions, no monitoring. So, and it was a more simple way to get the high.
Rook says this was just the beginning.
I checked my values and my morals at the door at times to maintain, you know, my use. It boiled down to stealing. I have been convicted of felony larceny and felony possession of narcotics.
He said to stop was unbearable.
The physical addiction to it becomes so great that, you know, without it, you become sick. Flu-like symptoms, you know, vomiting, upset stomach, body aches, hot, cold chills, and stuff like that. So, and then with the mental obsession that comes along with that, my brain just always told me, use. It was almost like, just like your brain, you know, tells your heart to beat or tells you to breathe. Like me not using was like trying to hold my breath. Like my body almost was going to make me do it. My mind was going to use whatever it could to trick me into using.
When opioids travel through the bloodstream to the brain, the chemicals attach to specialized receptors called mu opioid receptors that trigger the same biochemical brain processes that reward people with feelings of pleasure, that promote basic life functions such as eating and sex. Whether taken to induce pleasure or to reduce pain, the body can develop a tolerance requiring more frequent or higher doses of the drug. Some users become physically dependent. Others also become addicted. And for both categories, severe withdrawal symptoms can encourage continued use of the drug.
The more we learn, we feel like the more complicated it is.
Dr. Yan Zhang, Department of Chemistry at the VCU School of Pharmacy, is working under a $1.9 million grant to study better ways to treat pain and to help ease withdrawal.
We hope we can actually adopt an alternate route so people have ever, you know, tried out and see if we can come up with a new solution. And hopefully, you know, within a few years, we can see the highlights of this research and can provide some alternate, you know, treatment for drug abuse addiction.
But Zhang says many things contribute to addiction, and Dr. Cumston agrees.
There are multiple factors that can contribute to addiction from past genetics in the family versus the environment that they're in.
What do you think?
I think there is some all of the above. I think with opiates especially, it's easy if you begin taking it for an injury it's easy to find yourself physically addicted to the drug. But, you know, there are those who can come off of that, go through the illness and never use again. And then there are those of us who, whatever part of the brain it triggers, you know, just can't stop using. And that is, I mean, I guess that's the true definition of a substance use disorder, is when your brain kind of takes over and just tells you that you have to have it, you know, you have to have it. So, but I think there's a culmination of things that play into it. You know, I mean, they you know, it depends on your background. For some people, you know, socioeconomic placement and then also genetics. Addiction has run in my family, you know, not in the immediate generation, but before, you know, my parents' parents both had trouble with substance use.
For David Rook, decades of addiction would reach a turning point March 6th, 2012.
I was arrested on a probation violation. I was put in jail, stayed in for about 6 weeks, and that's when I was released, I was court-ordered to the McShin Foundation to complete 6 months here.
It changed his life. After detox, he was surrounded by people who understood and knew how to help him.
I just invested in my recovery. I used the same energy that my brain had told me I needed to chase drugs to chase recovery.
The Institute of Medicine says more than 100 million Americans suffer from chronic pain and calls for a cultural transformation in how Americans understand it and approach pain management.
People have pain, and so that's one of the most common presentations to an emergency department is pain, and physicians want to do what's best for their patients.
Dr. Kirk Cumston was a member of a task force established by the Virginia Hospital and Healthcare Association's Board of Directors, which just this year examined ways to reduce opioid abuse, particularly as it related to emergency room practices.
The task force basically wanted to try and, you know, limit the amount of opioids that were prescribed, the duration that prescribed, trying to prevent getting opioids from multiple providers.
Meanwhile, Yan Zhang has a message for young people tempted to try drugs recreationally.
And don't even try it, because if you start it, from animal study, we found actually even one dose of heroin could induce withdrawal syndrome. And once that starts, you actually enter this bad cycle, you can pick on and on.
His son is 11, and he worries about today's young people, even as he works to find a better treatment for withdrawal. And David Rook, clean for 4 years now, is operations manager of the McShin Foundation Recovery Program, where he was Employee of the Year. He has been awarded Richmond City Jail's Beloved Volunteer of the Year Award, elected chairman of the board of the Virginia Association of Recovery Residences, and even invited to the White House.
You know, they're very cool things that have happened, you know, launching at the White House and being invited to receptions at the governor's mansion and you know, getting placed on boards and stuff. That's all great. But the true blessing of recovery is that I get to be a father, a son, a brother, a partner, and you know, with my girlfriend, I get to participate in my kid's life. And, you know, I like the guy that I'm looking at when I look in the mirror.
And David Rook says he no longer goes to bed at night feeling worried or ashamed. And when he wakes up, he no longer feels sick. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.